Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. How are you, Mary?
You know, it's Wednesday, people. And guess what? I like Orange County this season, and I'm saying it. I think I had such low expectations. I really enjoyed this episode once again.
I liked it too. I think the rumors are true that Kelly's being edited down. So there's literally only two scenes with her this week, and one of them is just a single scene. The other one's with Emily.
Her drinking alone in a closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, take that for what you will. We'll get to the episode later. But let's talk like some news. Let's talk your life. Like, what's going on?
In my real life?
Sure. Or your fake one. What's going on in your double life? Are you part of the con? Is that the show you're watching?
You guys, so I did get to watch it. It was about a doctor that conned this news reporter who actually, she did a documentary on him. And I'm like, how did you not know that he was married? That's a spoiler alert.
I guess I won't watch.
He actually really did have money. And it was kind of like, how far was he going to take the con? Because he said the Pope was going to marry them. He sent out wedding invitations. I think he really was going to marry her and just hope that she lived in Barcelona and that his real wife and other children wouldn't find out. It was bizarre.
But you guys, how do you think they would have handled COVID? Remember we like talked about that last week. Like, how do people live these double lives in COVID?
Well, he was a doctor, so he'd be like, emergency surgery, and he gets away. Oh,
in Barcelona? Where did he live?
He lived in Barcelona. She lived in New York.
Oh,
it was pretty interesting. And, you know, this week it's about a woman con, so I look forward to watching that.
What I really like is when Mary's like explaining it, like her eyebrows go up in excitement, like she's like, it's a woman con. Like when she emphasizes a word, like the brows go up with it to show like I'm in.
Have you noticed my new brows? Did you notice?
I did, but I didn't want to say anything. But what pencil did you get? It looks
good. A recommendation from you.
Oh,
the Anastasia. You guys, this is not an ad. Is it called Anastasia? I don't know.
It's Anastasia Beverly Hills, the brow whiz.
I had a 20% Sephora, so I, you know, went crazy and bought everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm really into, I feel like my brows are like, woo. They're like.
Yeah, they look good. I noticed them earlier today when we had our first call.
It might be a little too dark, but I'm kind of okay with it.
No, I mean, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, the pupils of your eyes. Lovely. No, they look good.
Yeah.
They look good. I did notice, but I didn't know. I was like, have I never noticed?
No.
And now I'm just noticing now today.
Really noticeable.
Oh my God, what's happening? You guys, my phone randomly has started going off as if there's like an alert on it. I don't know why. This did this to me the other day too.
You know what? I had a weird day in general.
Mercury
today
is in retrograde.
I could feel that today.
Yeah, I got a text from Mary just being like, I got in a fight with a turtle. And that's just, and then like nothing out. And I literally just put like the question mark and then no, nothing. I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, and I woke up at 6:54 to leave my house at 7. I was like, okay. I was like, okay, what's going on?
I had a weird day at the office and, you know, that, you know, and that's why we have this podcast, so we can escape and watch our trash TV and, you know, deep dive into these people's lives. Because, okay, so guys, Bronwyn is on the press tour right now because she's trying to promote RHOC and she's, you know, basically saying she's not living with Sean right now. She's alluding to like someone else in her
weekly
life.
Article that she's right. With someone else. I believe, and it's this girl, Noella, that's been
female.
That's been all over her Instagram.
So I actually heard that it seems like it's her, but it's another woman.
Ooh.
But I don't know. Who knows what's true?
But she's also like posting pictures with Sean too. So it sounds like it's just a very open relationship that they have. Wink face.
I mean, basically,
that was
she's like,
allude to right. Tonight's episode.
She's 255 days sober and she's just kind of trying to find her new normal. They've separated in the past. Like, she lived in Hawaii, you know. They have, I'm like, you know what? Do whatever works
if
for you.
Exactly.
I think
for you.
They're, like, great parents and they're, like, probably pretty open with their kids and being like, hey, you know, like, mom and dad just need to live apart for a little bit.
But remember the photo that Rowan, I believe her name is, posted that said, fuck you, mom. I wonder if this has to do with it.
Well, maybe she feels like her mom's being selfish.
Maybe. I mean, it's very interesting too, because like, yeah, Bronwyn's on like this tour where she's like, I'm gonna meet every housewife ever that's ever been on the show. Like, she was in Salt Lake City, she was with Potomac Girl, she's with New York, she was with Jersey. Like, she's been everywhere.
Who was she with in New York?
No, I think she was in New York.
With
Marge. Jersey ladies. Yeah. And I think maybe that was where Ashley from Potomac was too.
I feel like she met her in D.C. and they did some Women's March or something.
Oh, yeah, that could have been. I believe the Women's March was last Friday or last Saturday.
Yeah, she's just kind of on a press tour slash, I don't know.
a little thirsty for me, if you ask. But she's parched. Give her some water.
So that's the Bronwyn update. Not living with Sean currently in their 8,000 square foot house is $20,000 to rent a month, which
everybody did point out.
Money on fire.
But we talked about this last week, like who owns. So Kelly, Shannon, and Bronwyn all rent within that neighborhood. Right. Due to like potential filming permits or something like that. But have you heard about this Erica Jane drama?
I read it.
Okay.
Well, basically, what account was
it? So it's called, a Bravo account called Brands by Bravo posted a meme because Robin wore the same dress that Erica and Lisa Rinna wore last season, but Robin actually wore first because the season was filmed first. And there was this account put like the three of them together and then compared them to three pink ladies from Greece. So Erica apparently liked the post, then took the meme and reposted it. And Brands by Bravo, like rightfully so, was like, hey, that's my meme. Like, can you credit me? You know? And Erica, instead of like crediting it, then like went into the comments and like went nuts on the account where it was like, what the hell? Like
it was like copyright infringement. You don't own this picture.
Yeah, like Bravo owns this and Paramount owns this, blah, blah. And then she went back into her photo and then was like, Kyle took that picture of me and Rinna. So then she like gave photo credit to Kyle, where I feel like Kyle was like, I very much Taylor Swift like to be excluded from this narrative. And she like went back and forth with the account so many times that it was like,
it made her look bad.
She looks horrible. And I'm like, this is what you do to people who like, the person was like a fan. It wasn't even like an insulting photo. It was like a very nice thing. Like,
right. And it's why? Like these accounts are like literally like the
promoting you for free.
Exactly. So it's just free promotion. Nice. Be nice to us, Erica.
Well, she's probably blocked us. Who knows? But I mean, like the thing that's like so weird to me is it's like, Erica, you're like a D-list is being nice, right? Like, You're D-list celeb. Like, you should be very appreciative that anybody is, like, promoting you, giving you attention. And all you had to do is just tag them.
Courtney, she was on Broadway.
For 2 weeks.
I know.
Her own husband didn't come see her, but let's get mad at Garcelle. But I just feel like it's so ridiculous that to react that way when it's, like, I can understand if it was like a sassy thing or somebody was being rude or whatever. And then she went on to like do a repost. So it's like, don't pretend you don't know how to use social media. Like, you're just fucking rude.
Rude, rude, rude. And I feel like
with Brands by Bravo.
I feel like she's also getting like really like lawyer wife. It's like, okay, like stop.
She's probably like, hey, Tom, tell me all about copyright. She probably Googled copyright, copyright photos and like copy pasted and was like, that'll show them. And it's like, actually, like, The picture is like doctored and there's like free, there's, it's just, you're lame. Wrong, it's Erica. Just, yeah.
But then I also heard that Erica and Dorit were filming this week and it made me mad.
Cause that Erica's back.
We only need one.
I totally agree. And we want Dorit.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if that was true. Definitely the New York girls have been together. Sonia, Lou, Ramona were definitely together this week.
Well, Heather was with Luann and Ramona too. And so people are like, is Heather coming back? Like, hey, mama.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Or she's just like promoting her own podcast.
I'd be fine with Heather like making an appearance or two. I like when old housewives like say, they say hello to us.
Yeah, she's just like too normal.
Yeah, she's just a good person. But maybe they're bringing her back so we can get Berserkshires. She does have a home in the Berkshires. Oh, remember Ramona brought AC to her house? Yeah. So, like, maybe that's what they're toying with. Like, bring back Heather as a friend of. We still get Berserkshires.
I actually, like, watched that episode recently. And, like, she was so hospitable to those women and actually, like, did the cooking herself. Not even the cook. Mm-hmm. Like, she had, like, Vuv everywhere. Like, really, like, showered them.
Just, like, yeah, she's a good host.
Yeah, she was.
No, maybe we'll get to see it next season. I mean, a girl can dream.
Tell me about Claire and The Bachelorette. I heard some clips on the radio today.
She went off on basically half the men.
Oh, okay. Tell me more. Okay, I heard some clips this morning.
So I didn't write anything down. So I'm going to, you know, I'm a 10 second time. I'm going to do my best. So Clara is preaching this whole season. She's a strong woman. She's independent. Like, she knows what she wants.
39.
She's 39 and she didn't keep single because she wasn't going to fuck with those fuckers. Like, anyways, it's just like, so on a group date, they all like
now,
sit
down.
Now, what
was the group date? Now, also, I'm confused. Is it COVID yet or not?
Yes, it's COVID, but what they're doing, they're taking over La Quinta Hotel.
Oh, so they quarantine them.
They quarantine there. So they're like the only people on like the crew. Like literally at some point, Chris Harrison takes his son to college and JoJo Fletcher has to come in and host because they have to have Chris quarantine again because he left the area.
Oh my God, I think that's really cute that he like still went to college and even like lost 2 weeks. That's cute. I'm surprised. I don't know. I feel like I'd be like, honey,
I think baby, he left thinking he didn't have to.
I need a paycheck.
I think he left thinking he could just come right back. And they were like, no, you can't do that.
So is this like February or March?
This is like, I think we're in April right now.
Oh, okay. So we're deep. We're deep.
Yeah. April, May, maybe. So we also have to remember, too, all these people have been in quarantine. Like, I'm telling you, like, when I see people, I'm like, I don't. How do you socialize? I don't remember how to do it anymore. So, like, you have to think these guys are probably, like, pretty nervous around her. So, one of the group dates, it's, like, also, it's the first group date, right? Like, we've had a rose ceremony. This is, like, the first group date. So, they're all, you know,
they're
they
like,
do,
on
like,
the
whatever.
Golf course? No, so, they did no, dodgeball so this week, right?
Okay, can I just tell
sorry,
you?
Sorry.
That's a different group date. So, the first group
date.
Okay, so the first
okay, no. Okay, no, seriously. Okay, go.
The first group date is about love languages. So, like, words of affirmation they have to give her. Which is a little
Wait, what's serious. Your love language?
I like quality time. And then I think I like to give gifts.
Gotcha.
But not wrapped. Just, like, I'll send you something and an Amazon package will arrive, you know?
Yeah, that's all people want.
Okay. But yeah, and I like, but anyway, so that was like part of it, right? Which is like way too serious.
You didn't ask me what mine was.
What's yours?
I feel like I'm being really funny right now. mine is quality time and
do you like touch?
No.
Me neither.
Not words of affirmation. I don't need that either. I feel uncomfortable when people do that.
Gifts?
Yeah, I like gifts.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a fucking gift? If you don't like gifts, you're a fucking liar. Okay.
Who has ever said that they don't like, I don't like a gift? Like, yeah. I like a gift, but don't expect me to get you one back is what it is.
Don't get me anything. I have everything I need.
Your presence is just all I need. I'm like, plus a $25 gift card to... No, I'm just kidding. So after that, they have their group date, right? That's like the activity. Then they have the group date. So they're all like sitting in like a patio area. And she's like, so, and it's like kind of silence, kind of awkward. And then she's basically like, does anybody want to talk to me? And I think the guys are also like,
they didn't realize like I'm so snaggy for a one-on-one.
Yeah. So anyways, Bennett, who I really like, Bennett is like this really rich guy. He's clearly like works on, like, he's on like Wall Street or something. Like, and he's funny. He has the biggest room of everyone. So at the end of the show, that one of the guys, Damar, he goes into Bennett's room and he's like, oh, welcome to Chateau Bennett. And he's got like the biggest room out of all of them. He's got like a suite. Like, the guy's like, what the hell?
Like, you're like, I'm in a twin bed.
Yeah, he's like, he's like, your bathroom is bigger than my room. Like, it was a really funny clip. But so Bennett takes her away, and then Claire's like, and Dale is Claire's number one. Dale's on this date, too. And so he's like sitting
there.
Oh, but
Dale's the guy that she leaves with, right?
That we think. We don't know. We're not spoiling the season for people.
Oh, I thought that was public knowledge.
I mean, maybe to some casual fans who are just watching this for the first time, they don't know.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, point being, so she's, like, sitting there, and he's, like, talking to her, and then she's like, you know what, wait. Like, I'm someone that, like, if something happens, I have to say it right now. And she's, like, so she, like, leaves Bennett in this, like, side room, and then she goes and yells at the guys, like, are you guys just not interested in me? You don't want to hang out with me? Like, I've been waiting all this time, and none of you want to sweep me away or take me away, blah, blah, like, yelling. And they're, like, oh, like, sorry? Like, we didn't know. This is, like, our first group date. Like, they don't know. Are they supposed to grab her? Or producer's going to tell them, like, what to do? Like, you know, like, it's
did
like
it make her look bad? Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe they're framing it, like, because they know she's going to leave, and it's like, let's kind of make her look bad.
I mean, she's also doing that on her own.
Okay.
But, you know, Dale's on that. So it's like, she's, like, yelling at all these guys, basically, like, why don't you want to hang out with me? But then she, like, is, like, Dale's there, too. And so I feel like she's like, but Dale, I know you're playing aloof, so it's okay. Like, you know, subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not, but she's so into Dale, clearly. Like, so into Dale. Then, later
what
in the episode.
What is Dale's job?
He's a former NFL player. I'm not sure what his job is now. He's hot, though.
Where does he live?
United States.
Of America?
Yes. Yes. I don't know where he lives, but...
Where does Claire live?
Sacramento.
Oh, she still lives there?
Well, I don't... I don't know. I think so. Another one of her dates, so then she takes this one guy on a date where instead of, like, it being, like, fluffy, she's like, let's write our deepest, darkest secrets and burn them. Let's scream into the mountains. It was like, and this guy's basically like, I need therapy. Like, I'm like, you don't, sir, you do not need The Bachelor. You need therapy. Like, what and then she brings up.
Do they share their deepest, darkest secrets?
I forgot. Okay. I forgot. Okay. But then she, like, brings out her dress from when she was at the final with Juan Pablo. She's like, I think I should burn this. I'm a strong woman. I'm like, what? You've been holding on to that dress for 7 years, bitch. Move on. Like, what? Okay. So she gives that rose. I think his name is Riley. There's so many of them still. It's hard for me to remember everybody's names. There's only like a few that stand out. And then she goes, I can't remember. I think the guy might have been Justin, maybe. I don't know who the date was with. But then she goes on a second date, and it's a dodgeball date, and it's a big group date. And the losers of the dodgeball date
strip.
Don't get... Right. You've got some in-depth clips.
I feel like I
somehow... Is this what I do to you?
No, I am trying to do that to you right now just because I don't know why. But... I just feel like I've not watched any of it, but I've watched all of it. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, it's very formulaic, you know? Uh-huh. So, yeah, it was strip dodgeball. And so now there's all this controversy. Like, I can't believe they did that. I'm like, okay, the amount of times they put girls in bathing suits or, like, Nick had, like,
they're
a strip down.
We're going to do a charity car wash. Put on your sexiest bikini.
Yeah, like... But anyways, it's also like you could have said no. So one of the teams goes home. Then there's like the other date, you know.
Wait, but how much did they strip down to?
They were... underwear? Okay, so they kept putting black boxes. It looked like it might have been a jock strap or a thong. Like, I felt like their butts were definitely out.
Mm, okay.
But then I also was like, well, you had to put that on. So, like, you guys knew it was coming. Like, it was like... Sure. It shouldn't have been a surprise that it was stripped. And also, they're all... fucking hot. They've all got bomb bodies. Like, it wasn't like, you know, like there wasn't like one guy that like, ooh, poor guy.
Like Bob Guinea.
Bob Guinea.
I loved Bob. Oh God,
I bet
him.
You did.
Oh God, I totally fell in love with him.
So the group date too. So then they're like having a group date, and then one of the guys from the losing team comes back and he's like, I came here for a reason. He's also the one that like broke the rules to DM her during their break. Mm-hmm. And so he came back and he was like, and all the guys find out he's there and they're like, what the hell? We won dodgeball fair and square. It's our time with Claire. So he like gets like shuffled back to the house. Then on this date too, first off, and again, there's a Chasen, a Jason, Justin. Yeah. Like, Chasen is very hot to me. Like,
is there anyone with the Nick V, Nick B, Nick C?
I believe there's two Blakes.
Uh-huh.
But again, this is a very diverse, very gorgeous cast. Like, I haven't watched in a few years, but I'm like, these might be, like, some of the hottest guys that we've had on this show. So then Brandon, I believe his name is. Brandon takes Claire and he's like, when I heard it was The Bachelor, you were The Bachelor, I knew I had to be here.
I heard this this morning. And yeah. Then she's like, so why did you like me? And he's like,
yeah, and
oh,
he's
just because
like,
I heard it was you and I really like. She's like, but no, specifically, why did you like me?
He's like, you're gorgeous. And she's like, well, other men have said I'm driven, I'm interesting. And he's like, but he was very put on the spot. And like, I saw it on both sides, right? Because she's basically like,
I'm on the show to find love. If you're not here to find love with me, like, get out of here. Like, I'm not here to help you be an influencer. But also, I felt like he was very nervous that he was like, you're gorgeous. And it's like, what, should he bullshit? You know, people think she's, like, driven. Like, half these guys haven't heard of her. They probably thought it was cast for something else, someone else, you know? Right. Like, there's not even a guy close to 30. Bennett, I think, is the closest one to her age at 36.
Got it. Like, how old's the guy? How old's Dale?
Dale, I believe, is 31.
Okay. That's 31 which, or 39. Whatever.
Yeah, it could happen. You know, it probably won't, but it could. But so she basically is like, I'm just going to walk you to the car, okay? And just like walk. She just like eliminates him right there. And it's like, whoa, Claire's not having it. She's not having it. Then we start the next rose ceremony. So we don't even finish a rose ceremony, but the guy who came in from dodgeball the day before, I think Blake, he gets a rose right away.
Hmm.
Which is interesting. And so they haven't shown us the rose ceremony. So I think they're trying to drag out Claire a little bit more. Because, like, she's also been the one they've been promoting. So they have to have her for at least 5 episodes, I think.
Also, this is, like, a bunch of bullshit that they do. I remember the last few seasons when I watched, they'd wait to do the rose ceremony till the very, like, the next episode. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, 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 no. ABC,
yeah.
There's a formula. Don't do that. I need to see the elimination the same night. You have to close that chapter. But we're still going to come back regardless.
This didn't seem, because we got rid of Brandon and because we know she's leaving, like, this didn't feel like, oh, shit, I wish we had the rose ceremony. It was almost like, oh, okay, I could, like, there was so much. She's so messy in a sense, like, because I think what she's also doing is, like, hiding her insecurity and presenting it as strength.
Okay.
And listen, a lot of us do that, whatever. But I'm enjoying it. Like, Claire is messy, and I think she makes good TV. And it's like, if she's going to end up with Dale, she's going to end up with Dale regardless. So, like, bring it on with the mess.
Well, I am watching, but I'm not watching.
I think you need to watch.
I could still jump on. It's not that hard. I think
you could. It's only 4 hours you need to catch up on. It's on Hulu. You can just, it'll be a quick hour and 10 minutes probably with commercials taken out. I think you should just get in on it. You already know what's happening.
I know. So, we'll see. You know, I got to push the con after this. I cracked 2 datelines this week. You know,
I've been, so my mom, like, and I watched Emily in Paris, you know.
They're coming out with the second season.
Mm-hmm. And so she really wanted, she's like, what other shows are like that? So we started watching Younger. And then she, because she's retired, she, like, watches it through the day and then, like, doesn't wait for me. So then, like, over the weekend, I had to, like, catch up because I had already also watched to, like, season 3 or 4. So I finally caught up and I'm like, oh, this show's so good. And she's like, is there anything else like this show? So now I got her on The Bold Type.
What's that?
And that's, The Bold Type is about 3 girls who work at a fashion magazine in New York. And it's fun. It's again, like, the same kind of show, you know. So we've been watching that. But again, I, like, can hear when I'm on a call and I hear the music. And I'm like, that's so rude. She's watching it without me. And she's like, oh, you didn't miss anything. I'm like, I've missed 8 episodes. But I've also missed nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you're watching, listening to?
Oh, I'm debating about listening to Matthew McConaughey's book.
Oh, right on.
All right.
Doesn't he say right on?
He says all right.
Who says right on? Oh, my
Mary
God.
Mary Mahoney does.
Oh, Jesus.
But I'm debating listening to that. You know, that's about it for me right now. I'm trying not to maybe watch so many things, but yet here I am. Here I am. Let's take a quick break. Okay. And then we'll come back and we'll talk Housewives.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, Mary, I want to know, so neither of us will just say, neither of us watch Below Deck Reunion.
I you had it. You haven't watched the last half of the season.
True, but I was going to watch this.
I had read some things about it, and, like, nothing was drawing me in to actually watch it, so I didn't. Sorry.
Yeah. I just – I had it on, and then they were showing old seasons of Below Deck, so then that started recording on my DVR, so then deleted it. And I was like, I think that's a sign.
Sure, whatever you want to say.
That's a sign for me. But I did watch Potomac, and you guys, I'll tell you – I don't know what I'm having problems. It took me like six times to watch this. I kept falling asleep. I need to stop watching Potomac so late at night.
No, I liked it.
I thought it was fun too. But
I liked just, it. We're at the, you know, the sip and see. We're getting ready for it. About 50 people. And I just, this breaks my heart, this whole situation with his family. Because
I love Eddie. He is a snack.
He seems like a really sweet guy. I feel like Wendy owns him though. Do you feel like that? She's like the boss.
Oh yeah, she's the alpha for sure. Yeah. But he just seems so nice and so sweet, and you know, he's like, my parents haven't congratulated us. He's like, I think I'm gonna reach out.
Crazy. Like, you had a baby and your parents literally aren't acknowledging that. That like breaks my heart.
It sounded like it was a very part of, like, very much part of the Nigerian culture. Because, like Wendy said, like, when it came time for their siblings to pick a side, like a good Nigerian child, they went with their parents. And, like, that's so, it makes me so sad. Like, because he also just seems so sweet that I'm like, how can you be mad at him?
They're also really focused on this storyline. So I'm curious if by the end of the season,
fingers crossed,
it might come full circle and we maybe get to sit down and they meet all the K name babies. Cruz with the K.
Cameron with Cameron a K, with K. And Carter with a K.
Yeah, so.
I think the kids are so cute, too. I'm like, I actually am, like, really loving this family dynamic. It's making me like Wendy a lot more, too. Like, I just think their kids are so cute. Like, I literally texted her, like, I want to eat them. They're the cutest things I've ever seen. Like,
Cruz
them
is dancing. Funny. Like, then he had, like, his pants down.
Cruz, pull up your pants! Let's go to Ashley and Michael therapy.
He didn't even blame things on his father in there, really. And then
it
I feel like...
It was such a weird conversation.
I feel like Ashley, like, expanded on that. Like, he didn't really... He was, like... It was weird. They used to do that, but now she's changed. She doesn't want to do that because of the baby. And
but also, she has a ripped anus. Like, did she get a Botox yet? Is it okay? I felt like Ashley was just, of course, like, making excuses for him. But again, because I think this is all part of, like, you're going to sign that post-nup. I'm going to walk out of here with cutie patootie baby Dean.
But also, like, Michael knows how to work it. He's like, well, I did that because of my father. But he never, like, went into the alcoholic thing in that. Ashley really expanded upon that. And then, he, you know, it's like he's really just blaming this baby for not having sex. The baby pushed Michael out, and he feels isolated.
Boo fucking who? Go jerk off in the closet.
Do you think that it happens a lot? I don't know.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think it happens a lot. And I think it happens with, like, narcissists or the people that have all the power in the relationship. When it's like, I literally have to take, again, I don't have kids, so assuming, but it's like, I have to take care of this, like, living, breathing thing that cannot do anything for itself. Like, my energy that it was like, it makes me almost think of, like, you know, the baby that LaDom is for Karen.
Right, right.
Where she has to take care of that Ray's like, what about me? You know, I just think
he just started taking out those Halloween decorations and
okay, here's what is it's a travesty, okay? Potomac, we see that Potomac was taped literally a year ago, and yet we waited so long for this, and OC is now airing, and that shit was in like March, right before COVID hit.
Right.
Like, this is a travesty.
Sitting too long on it.
But also, I'm glad that we did sit on it, because could you imagine, too, if it was like OC and Beverly Hills right now, we'd be like,
Torture.
Just cancel souls. My subscription.
Right.
Cancel. Why do I even pay for this shit anymore?
But Ray and Karen, they go on a walk together, and she's
and
like,
does Karen just put the couch blanket around her? I was like, Karen, what? I kind of liked what Ray said. When he, like, fourth wall, like, kind of broke that fourth wall. I was like, fame has gone to your head. Because I'm like, it 100% has. She's calmed this season. But
she's calmed down. I mean, I have seen seasons in the past. I haven't watched every single episode. But I know she was she. But I think this is a common storyline of why so many women on this particular reality TV show get divorced, because they do get the fortune and the fame, and like they don't need their husbands anymore. And the show kind of starts
on them.
Yeah, the show kind of starts of like, oh, I live this fabulous life. I'm a
housewife.
Oh, exactly. So yeah.
They were relying a lot on their husbands, and now they kind of see, you know, that's why a lot of them say, like, oh, this is a jumping off point for people to get divorced. Or, like, when they, you know, they were saying, like, Jules from New York went on this because she needed to make her own money kind of thing. Like, there's different opportunities of why people go on this show. And, I thought this was, like, kind of a BS storyline, and Karen was doing this. And then I feel like it actually turned real.
Yeah, because he's like basically like, you know what? You can start cooking me a couple meals.
Yeah, like you're not giving me attention.
Stay at home. But then she like makes the point. She's like, Ray, you got to meet me halfway too. It's not like, you know, it's at the end of the day. He just wants to live in Florida.
He does. I think this show like derailed his plans.
Yes.
And because he's, again, not the center of it, he's Karen's husband. It's like... And he's like, I don't want to live in this rented house. Like, I want to go down to the shack in Florida.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a shack they live in. I'm just, you know, for example. Okay. I can't get into it yet.
Yes, we're going to go. Monique's talking to Dorothy on the way to file the charges. Yeah, sorry.
Candace is talking to her mom. And it's like, Candace... I'm going to take those tissues and I'm going to stuff them down your throat. Like, I'm so sick of seeing those stupid fucking folded tissues. Like, I just, she's so annoying. Why does
Candace not have Bluetooth on her
Lexus? Maybe her car, because her car is too old for it, okay?
No, she can't afford it. It's a nice car.
I'm just kidding. Because she probably, or just a speakerphone. I remember, do you have like a thing in your car where your phone goes in now?
No.
Oh, I do. I'm like an Uber driver now. Like, I put a thing on my phone, and it's, like, magnetic, so it sticks to the back of my phone.
Oh, here. Got it.
And then I put it, like, on my air conditioning thing so I can, like, see it. And then I have Bluetooth in my car. But it's, like, I feel like Candace is just, like, she just is, like, almost playing the rich girl role, except the fact that she's not rich.
She confuses me. I mean, I know she puts motivational post-it most notes around her house.
You are okay. Three lines under. And then I was laughing because I was like, oh my God, Candace can't even afford art that she's now writing on post-its hanging it around her house for art pieces. And
her
I was
whole
like, oh.
House is home goods.
And then when we went over to Wendy's museum when they were looking at it and, you know, Eddie wanted to reach out to his family, I was like, oh my God, Candace's art would look so good in here. You are okay. First off, I'm going to call complete bullshit on Monique. Oh, God, I don't know why I keep saying Monique
on
is
Candace.
Like, yeah, on Candace. I'm so sick. Again, violence is not the answer. We'll always preface this, but Candace is such a fucking victim. It is so annoying. And I feel like she's only actually doing this because her mom said to.
100%.
And so she's like, no, she's like probably taking this too far. But because her mom said she had to, Candace is going through with this. So now she just has to tell herself. She has to like go with the lie.
That's a stretch. I mean, no. I told you it needs a documentation, but yeah, now then, but like her being like this, the courts are going to do what they want to do, and I want to be prosecuted
to the fullest extent. It's like, shut the fuck. Like, Candace, you're so freaking annoying, and you've also learned nothing from this. I know we'll get there, but it's just like, and she's like, I have like PTSD from this. I'm like, no, like, sorry, and maybe she does because her mom used to hit her in the head with a purse, but, like, maybe that's what you have PTSD from, but, like, don't tell me you have PTSD from this. Like, it's actually, like, I feel like it's kind of insulting for people who have been, like, have had more serious situations.
No, I think she's just sincerely really embarrassed that it got to this level and that she was involved in a physical fight. It's an embarrassment factor, as Wendy said.
Meh.
What do you think about Robin's hat line?
Okay, so last week I was like, if I have to see another one of these stupid leopard hats, like, where is Robin getting this? And then I find out it's her own line.
I kind of like them. I actually went to her website, though, in typical Robin fashion, all sold out. She probably made like 25 caps per thing.
She's like her help of Carter and what's her other son's name? I don't know what her other son's name, but they're like at football practice. So she's like, I don't have the help to pack the box, to pack the bags. I can't do it. But it's like, so in one month, you made $10,000 and yet you forgot to pay $90,000 to the IRS. Like, what money are you, what's happening here, Robin?
I did think it was smart. So it's the inside of the hat is silk lined, which my hairdresser tells me to sleep on a silk pillow. So.
They look like cheap trucker hats to me.
Oh, well, I think they're like cute. The leopard hearts. I want one, Robin.
It's just not my venture. Like if Robin wanted to do something because she's always like so tired and sleepy, she should have done a line of silk pillowcases. If you know, okay. Leopard silk pillowcases.
Okay.
That's all. So, okay. But you want one. So that's good.
I do.
You love a good trucker hat though. You really do.
I do. I love hats.
For your pool, for your river, for your biking.
I mean, you should always wear a hat. Sun protection.
Mm-hmm. So why not wear a Robin hat? Why not? There you go.
Send me one, Robin. Done.
I'm sure she's listening. So I know we mentioned, but you know, Wendy's like, he sent such a sweet text and it made me so sad when he said, this is your son, Edward. And I was like, oh my God, it's like literally it's just so sad that his mom wouldn't even have his phone number. Like,
but I can't believe she didn't respond at all. It'd be one thing, like get the text and be like, you know,
when they've cut off, they've literally cut off. Like, she wants no part. It's super sad. But you know who I want in my family? I want Uncle Lump in my family. I loved Uncle Lump. And then I was like, wait, is Ashley's mom wearing Rich from Dallas's? Remember we told Leanne needs to come out with an eye patch line?
What happened under her eye? It's nothing you can pop. Maybe she just had pink eye?
A cyst? A sty?
Seemed dramatic to be wearing the eye patch.
She didn't want it on camera, so the eye patch was the way to go.
I thought it was really funny that Ashley brought the stroller into Uncle Lump's house.
I was like, what's he do that too? I was like, why would you just carry
the car seat? It just seemed like a lot of work, but
yeah.
I loved, Uncle Lump. He's like, if you hurt, I hurt. And guess what? I want to get in front of this Michael because what he did is not okay. And, you know, and then she's like, well, Michael's dad would turn on him when he was drinking. And the dad's like, our Uncle Lump's like, no. Like,
yeah,
that's, you know what? Dean's barely out of your cooch. Just because you can't entertain him anymore doesn't mean he can entertain himself at strip clubs. You know, have more interest in your family than your penis.
Yeah. And then Ashley, of course, is like, again, this one, like, Ashley has some sort of plan, right? Because she's like, don't worry. I know. Also, I was like, where is that Chinese food from? Because it looks freaking delicious. I was like, I want to eat that. Okay. So then we go. I mean, there was no Monique in this episode at all, but mentioned a lot. So what?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, so then we're going to... we're going to the Sip and See. And it's very interesting, too, because it's like, okay, Wendy doesn't have a car seat for baby Cameron. Did you notice that?
Okay.
She's holding the baby in her arms.
No. Wait. She's like on, she gets the ding that Monique's been charged for second degree assault. Mm-hmm. Was she holding the baby in her arms in that?
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, where were the other two kids in the car?
I was wondering that, too. But then I was like, oh, maybe they went with, like, a sister or the mom or...
Maybe the car wasn't moving.
Maybe.
I hope. This is some Britney Spears shit.
Huh? What the hell is going on with Britney Spears?
Oh, my God.
The video with the red top and the black underwear thong.
I don't even think it was underwear. I think it was a bathing suit.
No, it was definitely a black thong.
Oh, I thought it was a bathing suit bottom. Like,
no, there's another video with a bathing suit bottom.
It's a cry for help.
I'm worried.
There's five things that you should bring to the beach. One, a dog.
A towel.
A sunscreen.
Towel, oil, sunscreen.
It's, you guys, I'm...
An umbrella.
What do you think is happening? Like, too much medication, not enough medication, drugs.
I don't know. It's very sad. Like watching it, it's like that dance video with the red top. I was like,
is it still up?
Oh, let me see. I believe
I know so. She took some stories down.
I'm pretty sure that is.
And still then like up. Her hair is like wild.
So, oh, yes, the video is gone.
Wow. No, something, someone, we need to help her. Janie Lynn, get on that.
Okay, anyways, so, yeah, so, you know, Monique's charged with second-degree murder. The girls are
what
kind
of... What is second murder?
Or, sorry. I'm like, wait, what? Second-degree assault. Assault. Sorry, I watched too much Dateline.
You really do. What is second-degree assault?
I don't know. I didn't Google the difference.
Oh. I was waiting for Giselle to tell
and
us.
And Karen doesn't think that's funny that the girls are laughing about it. Like, did you Google it? And Robin, once again, shows up on time. She's wearing the Rena Erica
shows
game.
Up on time. She shows up. She thinks she's an hour late. She thinks she's an hour late. Second degree assault. When someone knowingly causes serious bodily injury, knowingly causes injury with a deadly weapon, or recklessly causes serious physical injury to another.
I'd say that's about right.
I totally disagree.
It was
serious bodily injury? What? Monique actually got glass to the face, causes injury with a deadly weapon, her hands. Candace had the knife in her hand.
And you think it could be a deadly weapon. A wine glass could be.
They're just hands.
A butter knife.
Yes, these are all things that Candace was holding. Or recklessly causes serious physical injury to another.
Yeah,
no, that was I don't reckless. Think she did.
Yeah. Okay, you're like seriously delusional.
I don't think it's right.
Well,
I think this to me, first degree sounds more, oh, sex crimes, maybe not. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at that. Okay. It's getting weird. I think it got thrown out, so, but it's interesting because also there's, so Monique was also tweeting this weekend too, and she's basically saying like, Monique apparently was going to apologize, but then didn't apologize fast enough, so Candace filed this, you know? And Monique said that she got an email from Candace's lawyer basically saying, like, they want money. They'll settle this for money. And it's like, really?
It was also weird how Candace was like, Ashley, you're being paid by them. And she's like, wait, what? What am I getting? Also, Ashley, you weren't there. You can't really chime in. But Candace, what are you talking about? She's getting paid by them. And then
Candace needs to this is why I'm like, Candace did not learn her lesson of running her mouth. Like, shut the hell up. When your husband is yelling at you in front of the women to shut the hell up because you're saying that Ashley's going to get a divorce and you're saying all these nasty ass things, You're gonna get hurt.
I love that Ash is like, I'm already married to a millionaire. Like, who's paying me off for this? But Chris telling her to shut up and stop talking, like, in her face was like, that actually really creeped me out too. I was like,
oh no. I was like, Chris is literally saying, shut, like, if you want to be the victim, shut that. You're literally proving a point of why people snap. Like, you've learned nothing. Well, you're supposed to be remorseful.
I didn't like the way he was talking to her. I just didn't like that. I thought that was weird.
Oh, no. I thought it was very much like you need to be sad.
I didn't like that he was there. Why was he? None of the other men were there. Like, Dorothy was there. I didn't like that either. Candace is good friends
with Wendy, though. So I don't think that that's actually that weird to me. They're pretty good friends.
But then where was Juan? Where was the pastor?
When does Juan ever show up? Where was Michael? Oh, yeah, Jamal. Jamal was coming. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, you think Ashley, after the incident's bringing Michael around?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
I do like that Chris just has a pink jacket in his closet.
Candace looked cute. I liked her headband.
She looks super cute, but it's just like she's so freaking annoying. Like, I'm sorry. I cannot be on Candace's side because I find her so freaking annoying.
But then I thought it was like really funny. Like, Giselle and Robin were like, well, like, we don't want her to go to jail or anything, but.
She's like, so what's like the end goal? Like, jail? She's like, yeah. Five to 12 years.
It's like, come on.
And I think I'm not condoning violence, but I also think it's like Candace is like making this a bigger deal. Again, Monique should not have put her hands on anyone. That is like wrong. Like, this never would be an issue if Monique never did that. But for Candace to be like, I'm going to file charges and I hope that this mother of three goes to jail for 5 to 12 years. It's like, so you win, Candace? Like, what's the point of that? Like, I think she wants her to pay
in some way, and she's going to pay one way because she has to get a fucking lawyer. And number two.
Oh, you don't think that the Samuels have a lawyer on retainer? They're rich.
No, but still, like that, having some, she unnecessarily has to pay for lawyer fees. That hurts you. Just
you know.
Candace probably got a lawyer from the bench sitting next to the bus stop, like 188, like 57, like, you know, like Jerry will save ya. You know, like Candace's lawyer is also from, has people are pointing out that the area code for him is in Connecticut. So like, where is this lawyer? And like, he doesn't have an office. Like that could be his cell phone. Maybe he's from Connecticut, but he doesn't like have an office. It's just sus. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm over Candace. And honestly,
well, how do you feel about
I don't feel bad.
Karen, you know, Karen's kind of playing both sides. She's a little bit in the middle, but it almost seems like she's taking Monique's side. She's telling Monique to text and apologize, but she also is saying press charges.
She said, if it was me, I would have pressed charges. Yeah. But I didn't tell her to do that. I'm just saying what I would have done. I think Karen was like, I feel like she's like, Monique, you should have just freaking apologized because this is just getting blown out of proportion. And I think also if it was Karen wouldn't have done anything to provoke that. So like, I really think Karen would press charges because she would have been like, I didn't, like, that was just an attack for no absolute reason. And also Karen is 70. She's breaking bones. Okay. God, like, I don't know. I just think it's, I can't side with Candace on anything. She's just so freaking annoying. I can't move past it, how annoying she is.
Well, we still have some episodes left. We're going to see what happens. And
wait, I'm not done here yet.
What?
I just really like the sip and see. Like, I love that meeting Eom, you know, Wendy's mom. I love that at the outfits, like, that they were changing, like, into it. I love when they're like, and then you just spray money. Spray, spray, spray. Like, I love that. I just thought the whole thing, I thought the sip and see was just so fun. It looked like such a good time. Like, they all looked like they had a really good time. I also wanted the food, that pasta.
It reminded me, yeah, like, of a baptism, but we don't spray money. They just write you checks.
What, did it remind you of, like, Teresa's baptism? Or little Joey Jr.'s baptism?
Or, like, a
first call. Yo, I'm father!
A first Holy Communion. Yeah.
But you know. Maybe remember that episode?
Yeah, no.
Kathy's like, you left Adriana in her shoes. I didn't leave her!
Let's rewatch that. That's a good one.
Anyways, so you're still saying you're on Candace's side?
Yeah.
You're wrong. Okay, moving on.
You're the one that's delusional on this one, honey.
Can we put a poll up tomorrow now? I just feel like every week we need to see, like,
everybody knows you're wrong. Okay, but cool. Thanks.
If everyone's telling you to lay down, it's probably time to die. What was the Heather DeBros line?
I don't know. Let's tell our OC taglines. Do you want to start or do you want me?
You can start.
This is Kelly. Don't judge me for what I do. In fact, just don't judge me at all. Like, what? Do you judge her about not wearing a mask? I don't get it.
I'm also
judge
curious
her that how, she's like, marrying a 6-year-old. That's fine.
Don't judge her. Judge her that maybe her daughter's drinking. I don't know.
We're the judgy girls, though.
Let us live, okay? Bronwyn, cheers to making bad choices, then making better ones. I'm like, no.
Emily, life is full of beautiful curves and so,
new hip.
and so am I.
Gina, God, are these also from last season? Like,
these
the
are
pictures
horrible.
Of them?
These are like the worst videos ever.
Those who live in small houses should definitely throw stones.
What?
Like, no.
Wait, that literally doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. She lives in a casita upgrade, a townhouse bunk beds. Is it glass houses?
This is Elizabeth. I earned my money the old-fashioned way, marrying it, then making more.
Okay, I can't stand Elizabeth.
She's a con artist.
A fucking liar.
She's on the con this season.
Okay, I did kind of laugh at Shannon's. I've closed the old bedore and opened a new one.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'll give her that. I will give her that.
That made me laugh. Also, though, like, the seventh housewife was definitely Tamara. Like, it was like, Tamara's doing all this work for fucking free.
Going to tennis with Gina, like,
meeting Bronwyn for drinks. Or not drinks. Water? I don't know. They met. They were talking.
No. Deb freaking calls Tamara to Al Bronwyn. Like, what
the hell? Like, she was blackmailing her own daughter. Like, here's some scoop for you this season.
Let's just go step by step. So, Kelly is promoting her brand, Positive Energy. She keeps on wearing that blue hat. That's what it is, guys. Actually, you guys, the drink's kind of good. But they're just, Emily and Kelly are talking shit about Shannon. It's all just like talking shit behind each other's back, which I kind of love.
But I want Emily and Shannon to team up, though. Emily was making me laugh so hard this episode. Between saying Sean's necklaces are immunity idols, like Survivor, just what else did she?
Which actually, Kate Chastain also texted about that, which I wonder if she got the early release and then stole that from Emily.
Go ahead. I don't know. And then also was say like Tamara talked to her owner Lucifer. Like Emily was just making me laugh so hard, and I was like, oh man, like she just is so funny. And this chronic pain that she dealt with so last season, like she just is such a better place like a this
lighter,
season.
Yeah,
lighter. She's so fun.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying her. And then so okay, let's talk about Elizabeth because Elizabeth bugs. Elizabeth is not right for this show, I've decided.
So Elizabeth and Jimmy wore a full suit to a 7-year-old's birthday party.
Maybe he just got back from work?
I know.
Well, he's in tech. What does he do? It was
definitely an AM birthday. You could just tell. But so we found out Elizabeth is Mexican and German, but her dad didn't teach her how to speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. Jimmy is Mexican, and she mixed up tamales and chimichangas.
There's something up with Jimmy. There's something up with them. Like, why aren't they having sex? Like, what is this? Like, a platonic friendship? Are they, like, roommates? Do they live
That's Jimmy's house. That's not her house. She doesn't have money, you guys.
Yeah, she's a grifter.
Her business is fake. Mm-hmm. I'm on to her. Yeah. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
Mary's going to break the case. MKEPI. Mary Catherine.
You heard it here first. She's okay. Fake.
Mm-hmm. She is fake. Also, because when she was talking to Bronwyn in the store, so this whole season two is going to be very focused. So I think what happened, Kelly seems very edited out. Kelly was supposed to be the star. Let's be real. Like, when Tamara and Vicky, it was going to be Kelly, and then Shannon was going to be Queen Bee with her. This whole season is now about Bronwyn.
I don't mind it. I actually think it's really, I think she's truly, truly struggling, like, watching her and Sean go out for Valentine's Day, like, she's like, I've been pregnant, nursing, or drunk for 25 years. And she's like, please, no, drink in front of me. Like, I don't want you to be, like, I'm fine. Like
if I say it enough, maybe I'll feel it.
No, and I understand where Sean's going. He's like, I didn't ever stop you. I, like, enabled you and, like, let you have fun and didn't want to make you feel bad about it. And then
they're codependent.
Yeah. And she's like, I haven't even had sober sex with him. And like, I just feel like she's having all these like different waves of emotion. And then she's like, I can't believe I committed to this.
But
like,
I also don't believe she's never had sober sex with him. You're telling me when they were.
No. At this point, she's 2 weeks sober and they haven't had sex in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
What the hell? Who's paying rent on that sex apartment? Wink face.
But no, I think she's just like, you know. Probably her going out was being the fun party girl, and she's so afraid that she's not going to be the fun party girl anymore because she's not having the alcohol to make her do insane things. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's an interesting storyline to go down.
I think it's an interesting storyline, but I don't need it like completely thrown in my face all the time. Like, I feel, you know, it's clearly like it's a struggle, and I think we've dealt with that a lot with people on these shows, right? Like when they're like, it's not the same thing, but it's like Luann was doing it, you know. I commend anyone who wants their sobriety. We've got Lala, you know, we've got like women who are dealing with their sobriety, and it's really tough. And I think that being on a television show is also really tough, and it's probably also cathartic to tell your story. But she's clearly struggling. Like, I also think she's also like outing herself in a way that she's an alcoholic because of all this stuff, like the stuff with her mom where she told Tamara, because she's like, no, I have to tell everyone because Tamara's going to try to like blackmail me with this and basically use all these moments against me. So if I just come out and say I have a problem, then like you can't use it against me because I'm admitting to it and I'm trying to better myself.
And I think she is trying to better herself. I think she's like, I literally, when I drink, I don't stop drinking.
Mm-hmm. So she's like, we all know someone like that.
I got to cut this out completely. And I actually, let's go into like Shannon and then like Gina and Emily out, and then we can talk again about Bronwyn. Yeah. So Shannon's basically starting real for real with the $1.4 million she got from David. She's trying to parlay.
So real for real is a lemonade company?
I was unclear. Matte black glasses?
Yeah, matte bottles, especially because it's cheaper. And then I think also cream, like, cheese salmon.
The real isn't there a company called
The Real Real is the clothing, right? Like the consignment store clothing. Real for real.
It's too close.
Has nothing to do with lemons. Why wouldn't she do something with 9 lemons in a bowl? Like Shannon, literally, that is that's what you're known for, and you're gonna make lemonade. You're gonna call it real for real.
And then I'm also worried about John's daughter Juliet working for her too close to home. I don't trust him. Yeah, there's something I feel like his family is.
You think he's a grifter too? They're going to kind of move their way in. They're going to dirty John their way in there.
I do.
Oh,
maybe not dirty John it, but like. Okay. Oh, real for real cuisine, Shannon Bador Meals, QVC.com. So that's like her whole brand.
She's adding the lemonade cream into cheese.
Salmon.
It's so popular. We knew exactly what it was. I'll buy.
You guys, you really can buy the cream cheese salmon.
It should be a bestseller.
Real for Real Cuisine by Shannon Bador. 9 seafood meals, auto delivery, $115.
What? I'm paying $20 a meal?
Still have the veggie burgers.
Does anything come with my cream cheese salmon?
No, but you can get 24 veggie burgers for $92. And
what?
And you can also get...
I'm gonna say this is a straight up pass for me. This pass, you can get like 8 salmon in a bag from Costco for like $32.
I still don't see the lemonade though. Just okay.
Also,
you know.
Though, I just need to tell you about this Costco find.
Oh, tell me. I love Costco.
Okay. They're called egg wraps.
Okay.
And so they're basically like, they're like almost like pre-made crepes, like super thin. And so you can use them as tortillas and they're keto friendly too. And they're only 30 calories.
Oh.
It's so yummy. So it's like a tortilla. Like I use it as
but
like
a tortilla. But it's made out of egg whites?
I don't think it's egg whites. I think it's egg in general and then like some cauliflower. But it's so good.
Does it make you go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't have an egg problem like you do.
Well, now you
have
it.
I just outed you. Sorry, I outed you, but I don't.
I just feel like that might run through my system.
Well, don't. But you only have a problem with eggs when you're out.
Don't tell everyone. I'm really embarrassed right now.
She pooped her pants. She didn't poop her pants yet. Okay, so
that's
Gina,
why I can't order eggs out.
DM me if you have a merengue drink.
I can cook them at my own house and it's totally fine.
I think eggs is a problem for a lot of people.
But how come why are we talking about this? I'm so sorry. Okay, moving on.
Okay, Gina and Emily. I like seeing them together. I don't care to see Gina though, but I like seeing her with Emily.
Gina's like, I'm eating like a beast. I'm not working out. I'm on the happy diet. And like, I get like people like they always say like people put on like the love weight and stuff. But then I'm like, then it just It makes me sad for her because she's clearly self-conscious about it. She keeps on talking about it. But Bronwyn is talking shit on Gina in her house. And
which is fine because Gina is now, you know, they're saying Gina's the only one that owns. But I'm like, I'm sorry. 6 kids in there is a lot. It is a lot. That's a small space for 6 kids.
I completely agree, but like, she got what she can afford and whatever. And I thought it was really interesting. She's getting nothing from that. Like, there's no money to be given.
I think because he got fired.
Yeah. And yeah, because he's going to be on this season.
Yeah.
But I like loved when Gina was like, where does their money come from? Talking about Bronwyn and Sean. They're like, she's living in an 8,000 square foot house. They're paying $20,000 a month. Like, lighting money on fire. And then Gina's like, Sean's a hooker. And then I can't imagine anyone sleeping with him in the necklaces. But let's call Bronwyn. They've had tequila shots, margaritas. Okay.
She's like, my hip wants to do shots. The amount that they were drinking, I was like, oh, God, I hope Gina is taking an Uber.
Dose because idiot she does. Doesn't.
That made me laugh, too. Gina's like, what does that mean? I'm like, oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So then Emily calls Bronwyn.
Well, Bronwyn called. There was a missed call from Bronwyn. So it wasn't just like, let's call Bronwyn, which they probably would have done anyways, but.
No, but Bronwyn was on it. Like, Gina gets on the phone. She said, you said some shitty things about my husband. Like, all the bleach is going to your fucking brain, Gina. If you want to talk, let's do this in person. And then it's like, they get so annoyed that Tamara was like so involved with this. And basically, after Vicky's birthday party last year, everyone got wasted. Sean puts Gina in an Uber, texts her after. It was great spending more time with you. Like, hope you got home safe. Like,
we also said, I got Bronwyn home safe, but not before we got to the sex apartment, wink face or something. And I was like, he's like, and by the way, this is Sean. I didn't think it was that creepy because we've met Sean and I feel like this is just very much who he is as a person. Like, he's overly nice.
You guys also, we know Gina's really tall, and like me and Courtney are both. I'm 5'7", Courtney's 5'6".
I'm also 5'7",
no,
Mary.
You're not. I'm way taller than you, and I'm not even 5'7".
Maybe in personality you are. No. We're the same height.
You're not as tall as me. I know you're not. Okay.
Well, that's because I think you're 5'10", and you're a freaking liar about being 5'7". I am the same height as you.
You're not.
We've both said we are 5'6¾".
Yeah, but I'm taller than you.
No.
And I'm not 5'7". Okay. We'll do back-to-back next time I see you. 2021.
Oh, my God. Mary, this is no, slander. But this is second-degree assault.
But also, Sean is super short. We were like a head taller than him.
I didn't know who it was because he doesn't seem that short on the show. Like, I didn't know who he was.
We were towering over him.
We were in heels.
No, we were towering over
him. Well, Mary's also 6 feet tall now, apparently, so...
But I haven't you gotten weird texts from like someone's
from Sean? Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I know that when you're just like, this makes totally. Me feel uncomfortable and like, why are they texting me? Like,
well, I think it's just you, like, if you don't know someone's husband or boyfriend that well and maybe you don't know how they communicate, like, I think he was honestly being like really nice, like, hey, it was great to spend some time with you. Like, this is, you know, like, I don't think he was flirting with her.
Also, I want to see the birthday party after. Like, this is the fun shit we want to see, OC. Yes. Keep the cameras going.
Not even just OC. Any show.
Yeah.
Any show. Beverly Hills. That's when we want. We want to see when they get wasted. We want those cameras. I want iPhones. Like, remember, OC has done some shady shit. Remember when they were in Ireland and Heather Dubrow put it on her phone inside the frickin' car back to the airport?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, like, come on. We've got – OC's done some stuff. So – but we just – that's what we need. Like, we need to see them wasted. We need to see them so inappropriate.
Right. No, but so the Brown's like, call me from your own damn phone, Gina.
Don't hide behind Emily's name. She's like – and Gina's so drunk at this point that she's like, I just don't even have my phone now. Like, she's like, okay, I would – okay.
She's like,
and then she's like, last year you want to sleep with me and this year my home's too small. Which is it? I was like, oh, it can be both.
Yeah.
It could be both. I also don't think that they wanted to sleep with Gina. Maybe Bronwyn did. I don't think Sean is just seems like he's such a nice guy.
Yeah. I don't really care that much. Okay. Then we.
Well, I just think he's nice.
Then we watch Kelly in her closet.
Pass. Okay. Let's go back into Elizabeth Bronwyn. Okay. They meet up at a store for the cat party that for Annabelle.
And then Bronwyn's like, so my friend told me, which is Tamara.
Clearly.
And she kind of fills her in on like the Sean why sending she the hates text Gina. To Gina, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And then like Bronwyn just like throws in that her dad's an alcoholic. And then like, but it was.
No, I thought Elizabeth started. It was like my dad died from alcoholism, and Bronwyn was like, oh, my dad was an alcoholic. And then she's like, oh, okay. And then she starts going into it about her dad. Elizabeth goes into it. She's like, my ex-husband was on a yacht with Steven Tyler, and I needed to get the plane, and he wouldn't give it to me. So he just stayed on with the boat with Steven Tyler and Guns N' Roses. And I'm like, you're a fucking liar because Steven Tyler is an Aerosmith, okay? And I know he wasn't just hanging out with Axel and the boys on a random yacht.
No, but I feel like Bronwyn was trying to have like this sensitive moment. Right. Like my dad like died of, you know, drinking, like he had a heart attack from drinking, and Elizabeth like had to like one up her and talk about a yacht and Steven Tyler and her ex-husband, and like
she really is Dana Pam a little
bit.
It was annoying.
And
she was almost like not, and maybe this is like the way that she like quote unquote copes, but she like makes jokes out of everything, because I tend to do that a lot too. But I felt like they don't have that relationship yet. So, like, Bronwyn said, she's like, it was like a punch in the gut. Like, I think there's just a lot happening with Bronwyn right now that she just wasn't ready for this season, for all of this. Like, I think she's trying to deal internally of how to address these situations that she feels like people are going to come after her for, while also battling internally and externally, like, as confronting this drinking problem.
I feel like she went to Rick Leventhal's 60th birthday.
Yep.
Something crazy happened there. And I really want to know, like, there was something that...
Do you think she got her stomach pumped or, like...
Something crazy happened. And she was like, this is too much.
Did you think, though, too, that they're, like, she's like, they're going to use this against me this season?
Well, the girls kind of came in with, like, they're all, like, she's a drunk. They all have said that separately.
Except for Shannon, though. Yeah. I will give Shannon credit because, again, Shannon's a drunk. But, you know, like, like Shannon didn't say anything, but they're all, like,
but I felt bad for her. She's crying. She doesn't want to meet up with Shannon. She looks exhausted. And then she's, like, goes to her daughter, like, well, Mama Deb called Tamara and said I quit drinking. So now I have to, like, out this to everyone and...
Yeah, she's trying to figure out, like, what she – like, she just doesn't want to. And I actually think that I do love – like, I can't quit Shannon because I think Shannon is a caring person. I think she just honestly is easily influenced. And I do think
– I was, like, in the car ride over. So I think Bronwyn was like, well, my mom doesn't love me as much as she loves herself. Now she's, like, put me in this position because – Bronwyn basically tells Shannon, thinking that Tamara already has. And I'm, like, waiting in the car for Shannon's reaction because I'm like, she totally knows already. But I actually don't think she did. And she's like, oh, are you still on that cleanse? And Shannon thinks she's having a baby.
Wait, so now did Shannon say she talks to Tamara still? Because I thought they weren't talking at
No. She said, I talk to her every day.
Okay. I couldn't hear that part, and I was like, I don't know if she said every day or if she says, like, never again.
No, she said every day, and, like, Shannon's like, oh, my God, I brought a pregnancy test. She's having baby number 8, and then Ron was like, you know what? I hate it. It sucks, and I can't drink it anymore, and I'm an alcoholic, I think.
So then I was thinking too. It was like, okay, say Tamara did tell Bron or tell Shannon. I feel like she said, hey, she didn't tell Shannon. She said, hey, Shannon, oh, you're going to dinner with Bronwyn tonight? Oh, you guys, ask her why she's not drinking. And Shannon took that and was like, oh my God, she's pregnant. I'm going to have her do the test. But Tamara was like, wanted it to be outed that she's an alcoholic, you know? Like, I feel that's the way it was because I really do feel like Shannon would be like, oh my God, she is pregnant. Like, I'm going to buy a test. This is funny. Like, when she picked her up in the family van, though, I was like, Vicky would die.
I was kind of shocked that she had the family van. I would have thought a Suburban, but she's like Gina, I guess. They all have vans. but so what was the point, though? She was like, my mom was going to blackmail me with this story. So, like, what did her mom not want to get out about herself?
No, she was going to blackmail Bronwyn by having Tamara basically out that Bronwyn's an alcoholic without Bronwyn being able to tell her story.
Oh, okay.
And then they got to dinner too, and she was like, oh, I'm not going to drink. And Shannon was like, oh, me neither. And she's like, don't treat me differently. Like, she's so, I feel so bad. She's so insecure about it.
But I can understand that. You're like, you came out, you knew you were going to have a drink. Like, don't stop having a drink because I'm not having it. I can totally understand that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that, but that's why I'm like, God, I just can't quit Shannon because she is like a good, she's like,
she did I'll really help you. Well.
Like, yeah, like I went to these meetings, you know, because
who did you think she went to the Al-Anon meetings about?
I think she said she had family members. So, like, maybe when she was younger, she did.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some weird relationship with her dad, but I made that up, so don't go anywhere with it. Cool.
So yeah, Bronwyn's gonna try. I'm invested in this struggle. I'm going for it, and I look forward to next week.
I want to see her though, and like I want her to feel better about herself. Like, I don't want her to beat herself up this whole season. Like, I want to see her being fun and like and but seeing that you like can have fun sober.
Mourning the loss of a friendship and her friendship with alcohol. And
totally.
She's like worried about how that's really going to affect all her other friendships. And like, she doesn't know how to go out to a social outing without drinking, which, yeah, guys, it's fucking hard.
mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I mean, not fun.
I literally, I can remember, again, when I was, like, freezing my eggs, being like, I'm just not going out because I can't have a drink, you know? Like, it just, like, I just don't want
to
be.
It's such a social thing to, like, it's just an easy thing to do. Like, hey, let's meet up for a drink. Even if it's one, but it's just, like, I've never met anyone for coffee. I'll meet people for walks.
I'll meet somebody for coffee at 8 a.m. But I'll be up all night if you ask me to go at 5 or 6 p.m., you know? Yeah. And then I did feel sad for her when she – because she said it with Sean. She said it with Shannon, too, where she said, I'm really sad about the friendships I'm going to lose. And then it's, like, because I think what you realize is, like, you spent all this energy on these friendships, and they were just party friends. And that's a sad realization, you know, that these people don't want
to
be your friends.
Or, but, like, people don't want to invite you to places because you're not drinking. Not even that they're just party friends, but they're like, oh, she's gonna be a wet blanket. She's not drinking,
right? And which, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the sad thing is, like, these friends are only, they literally only want to party with you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to this adorable cat party for Annabelle's seventh.
Wait,
is that a cat?
The kids on my class will wear like a kitten mask. Like, aww. And they look. It's pretty funny. It's really cute.
So. You know, everybody's going there. Again, a party with face paint. Gina just can't stay away. She loves a good face paint.
Really funny. Like, Elizabeth walked in and, like, Annabelle gives her this huge hug. I'm like, how many times have you met Elizabeth Vargas?
I think she just met her playing mini golf day before, right? But, you know, kids are sweet. They just are like, you know, I did laugh when Bronwyn pulled up and her kids are like, we're in the middle of nowhere. Like, no, we're in Laguna Niguel. And I was like, I mean, Laguna's nice. Laguna Niguel is nice, but it's kind of in the middle of nowhere in the OC world.
It's so good.
It's just South Orange, which it's South Orange County. It's not. But anyways.
So Emily is like pretty confrontational with Bronwyn and is like, so like you're making fun of her house. Like that was all she could afford. Like, come on. And then in the Bronwyn's like, well, Shannon was making fun of it too and said it was sad or depressing. I can't remember which one.
But Shannon also didn't say that. She didn't. Shannon, Shannon basically, Bronwyn said like, oh, I heard it's small. And I think Shannon said, oh, it's like 1600 square feet or something like that. Shannon didn't say it was sad or depressing. Hmm. Go back and watch it.
Okay.
But also, like, I appreciate because, again, I think Emily is a good friend, too, is that she was, like, standing up for Gina, like, we're going to make fun of somebody. And, yes, we are.
Right.
But, like, we're going to make fun of somebody for, like, buying a house and doing what she can. It's like, I don't want to see that on my house.
I feel like this is such a fucking California thing. It's like, do you own, do you rent? Where are you in, like,
what's your zip code?
Totally. Like, all that shit.
And then the joke's on us because all we have to do is move to a different state and we can get 10 times more for 10 times less. But we're like, yeah, it's 90210, bitch.
I live in the 94123.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but it sounds rich.
But
and then Bronwyn is, but you could tell too, like, I feel like Bronwyn's like, I shouldn't have come. It's like so funny because she's dealing with, it's not funny. She's dealing with this alcoholism and the storyline of there, but she's also still being like messy. Like next week, Gina calls her a sloppy chihuahua.
Like, and then she's like, I'm 30 days sober, bitch. Yeah. I commend Emily for not telling Gina about her sobriety and like her being alcoholic. I think. You know, Emily is smart not to out that. Friend. Shane said that too. I appreciate that. It doesn't look, Shannon's running her mouth about it. It's definitely not something you tell people. You have to let them.
Yeah, that's their story to tell, not her. There, you know.
You guys, I'm liking it.
Yeah, I mean, again,
I'm entertained. I think they're keeping it short and sweet too. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's only going to be 14 episodes. We don't need to draw things out. Feels like right now Potomac's getting drawn out a little bit.
Well, it's just – I think only around the Monique-Candace storyline. Like, everything else I think is, like, fine, you know? Like, I want more of the pastor drama, though. Like, the fact that he said – also, I didn't mention, but the fact that he said that Giselle has half of his furniture, I'm like, so he's at fault for these purple walls, too? Who do we blame? Like, I'm enjoying that. It's like the Candace and Monique fight. There's just no winner there. So I'm like over it in a sense. But like, yeah, OC was fine.
I mean, on a cast trip.
I mean, did Elizabeth say that she wants champagne in her face? She doesn't want cake in her face, but she'll take something else in her face. And then Jimmy just stood there in his tux. And she's like, I'm in champagne.
I feel like that's how she talks.
I just thought, yeah, I feel like they're also kind of like making fun of her in the editing. Like, why are we watching her play the piano? Her hair looks
like, oh, you guys, that was cool.
There is something very odd about her.
She's so odd.
I'm on to her.
Detective Mary on the case.
I am PI.
Great. Well, is there anything else that you need to mention?
I think that's all, guys. And then, yeah, so we'll still do OC, Potomac, and then, you know, SLC's on the horizon, Southern Charm, Below Deck. We got some more stuff coming up. And Bachelorette.
Please just, brought to just you by do it. Just do it. I would rather you watch Bachelorette than watch Southern Charm.
Okay.
I know we love our Craigie, but, you know, it's just...
Thursdays are going to be hard. We don't know what we're going to do about that. Mm-hmm. If you guys could send us that early, that'd be great.
And you guys thought that you got away from it, but remember...
to vote.
Exactly. All right. Have a great rest of your week. We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.